amathono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe
kuStudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 27 Mabasa 2018 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
siyabonga kakhulu kuNational AIDS Council ngokusipha ama TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo.
Really intimidating people threatening to bend them ezindlini zabo, ubajisela ezindlini. Nani ngiye, especially me, the state, which I'm not going to reach the feast of May, and they are going to come out with me to that effect.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje iStudio 7 ilethulela ingxoxo lomculi olodumo uVusa Mkhaya owake wafika khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje uvule kusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana lezamabhizimusi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo, lapho aqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba zihloniphe umbuso wakhe njalo zizinikele emsebenzini ngoba ilizwe livule amasango ukuba abalesifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi beze bekhululekile. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu esiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kombukiso we-ZITF, uMnangagwa uqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba ozatshengisa ukudelela lokungasebenzelani loZulu kuhle emizameni yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe uzaxotshwa umsebenzi. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu lamhlanje zingene umbukiso walonyaka. UMnangagwa ubhode ebuka amankampani abukisayo eZITF wahlola ibutho loba nje lonyaka indizamchina zilahleke ukuqonda phezu kwakhe zahambela kucele lesandla sakhe sokudla. Ngakwelinye icele umkakhe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa uphe ikhansile yedolobho lakoBulawayo isipho sabomabonakude abalitshumi lanye embukisweni wabohlangothi olubona ngokuvinjwa kokuthelelwana igcikwane lengculaza eye-National AIDS Council. Unkosikazi Senatra Nyathi, umqondisi wenakhi koBulawayo, uveze injabulo ngalesi sipho.
Namhla besilohlelo lokusayina iBarcelona Declaration yokuqeda iTB ngo-2035. So sinikeza njalo i-life to health. Ama-TVs amakhulu kakhulu kuze abantu ngabe layinile esibhedlela bebebukela information, bebukela ukuze imikhuhlane eminengeningi. Sekulandelela ukuthi unesi oyedwa ukuthi eme phambi kwabantu ekuseni kuphela laba ababuya emuva-ke. So sicabanga ukuthi singabanceda TV abantu babehlezi bemelele ukuyelatshwa bebona into eziningi befunda izinto eziningi.
Esamukela isipho sabomabonakude umqondisi wezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo uDokotela Edward Spanda ubonye kakhulu ethi sidala umahluko.
Siyabonga kakhulu kuNational AIDS Council ngokusipha ama TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Imbiko leyo ingekho mayelana ne-HIV kuphela kumbe i-TB, but impilakahle yomuntu wonke sigoqela kunye namakhensa.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa okukomithi yofuba lezempilakahle ubonge isipho lesi ethi kuyisibonelo esihle.
Uhlelo lwanamhlanje luqhakathekile kakhulu beluluhle.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe AIDS Network isebenzelana labathengisa ucansi, izibotshwa kunye labemba amatshe aligugu abangaphansi we key populations bayabukisa ezitf bekhuthaza abantu ngokuzivikela uma bephatheka kwezemacansini. Umbukiso wezitf walonyaka uqale mhla ka 24 uzagqitshwa kusasa ngomgqibelo mhla ka 28 mabasa. Kusukela ngolwesibili kusiyafika izolo bekungamalanga abosomabhizimusi. UZulu uze waqala ukungena embukisweni lamuhla kusiya kusasa. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo ngoba besesaba ukuthi bengatshiselwa khona. Abasekeli bakamnumzana Bednikho Ncube onguye ummeli weGwanda South edalele eParliament okwamanje babikwa behlasela abalandeli bakamnumzana Omphile Marupi oseveze isifiso sokuncintisa laye kukhetho lwamaprimary awezanu PF. Okunenga sikuzweni kuAlbert Ncube eseGwanda.
Amalunga weZANU-PF asephakathi kokukhankasela ukhetho lwamaprimary lokudinga ozamela leli bandla kukhetho lwelizwe njalo sekuphuma imibiko kungezwani phakathi kwabalandeli bebandla kubangwa izikhundla. UMarupi oncintisa kulolu khetho uthi abalandeli bakaNcube baphambili ekwethuseleni abantu ukuthi bangamsekeli.
Engoma le ndawo kwase John Deep le mkhalipi yatasulwa ngujoram ngatikiti ongukansila khona ngathi civil intimidating people threatening to bend them ezindlini zabo ubatshisela ezindlini lami yinje yirectually made the threat ukuthi I'm not going to reach the 5th of May and they have got some witnesses to that effect.
UMarupi uthi usekhweze lolu daba emapholiseni njalo omunye wabalandeli bakhe sebalekele umuzi ngobe sesabela ukutshiselwa endlini.
Ya ngivele emapholiseni, I've reported, I've opened the docket and i-docket number yangkhona ngilala. Yena asho is the counselor is telling people ukuthi khona na they shouldn't actually put ama-posters ami because I'm here to challenge the sitting MP.
Ibandla leZANU-PF likhangelele ukuqhuba ukhetho lwamaprimary ngesonto njalo labo abancintisayo bahamba bekhankasa bendawonye. Kula malunga leli bandla afika phose ikhulu lobanje kulezihlalo ezifika phose amathumi amabili ezedale lePhalamende leSenate. Imbiko ethole iStudio 7 iveza ukuba amakhosikazi uAlma Mkhwebo Loren Kibi labo baphose badle phana lapho bekhankasa. Laba ngabanye abakhangelele ukuncintisana ukhetho leSenate eGwanda. Amapholisa axwayisa uZulu elizweni jikelele ukuthi azabopha iloba ngubani ozaphatheka kudlakela lwezombusazwe kukanti umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye uthembisa ukuthi uhulumende wenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho olulokuthula. Ngingu-Albert Ncube wendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawunden eGwanda.
Yebo 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 mtsakazo omuhle belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo usiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingaqhutshwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingaqhutshwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook bukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 PM kusiya ku 5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Niyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku Facebook kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Kulandela ukusondela kwamalanga okhetho, amabandla ezombusazwe yaseqalile ukwenza ukhetho lokudinga amalunga azancintisa ama-primaries. kodwa ukuthiye ingcwethi zombusazwe lozulu jikelele engasazi okwenzakalayo yikugcwala kwamalunga ebandla elitsha elithiwa National Patriotic Front elisekelwa ngowayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe emhlanganeni oyenzelwe edolobheni leMaswingo. Leli bandla lilamalunga ecelele zanu PF elithiwa lona iG40. Abanye ngabathi leli bandla lizenelisa ukuxexebula amavoti ebandla lezanu PF kodwa njengoba kulokudonselana lakubandla leMDCT kuza kuba nzima ukuthi kube lebandla lizathola amavoti adlula isilinganiso esedlula amachumi amahlanu leli lodwa i-50+1% ukuthi athiwe unqobile. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe omnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena.
Okumele sikunanzelele okokuqala ukuthi abantu balandela lapho okulamandla khona engathi ngolwasemzini people follow power. So amalunga ezanu PF loba babengasi be team Lacoste be G40 kodwa basele phakathi sebebonile ukuthi icele labo ele G40 selitshelwe ngamanzi yikho ke bayagijima labo bezama ukuthi bazipositione ukuthi bangene ngaphansi kwezanu PF ngoba vele abantu balandela lapho kulamandla khona. Umuntu ucabangela ikusasa lakhe ukuthi nxa ngisele phandle kambe mina lemuli yami kuzahamba njani, abesezama ukuthi ayezincengela ukuthi laye abantu bamzwele kuma-primary elections. Ibandla leli ele-National People's Front kakukacaci kuhle ukuthi kambe lingabe lilabantu abaningi ku-ground yini. Yebo, yesibonile besiba lo mhlangano eMaswingo lapho ade kulabantu khona kodwa ngumhlangano akade use-wall kasikaboni besenza amarali afanana lawo MDC Alliance lapho esibona kugcwaliswa abantu ezitediyamu lakhe sakubona kusenzakala e-White City, sakubona kusenzakala la kwezinye indawo lapho kwenziwa khona imihlangano. Sisazone silokhu sicubungula siya phambili ukuthi kusiyafika uJuni kambe basebeyanelisile yini ukwenza amarali.
Ngokubona kwakho ngeliphi ibandla eliza ngqo?
Kunzima ukutsho ngoba okokuqala kusuka kube nzima ukuthi nxa amasotsha athatha ama-tank bakhipha imbhobho emkhulu bayifaka ezitaradeni zeHarare esasikwazi kwakuyi-treason ukuthi bese beqhubela abantu nje umbuso isibona ngani lokho awusoze kwenzakale. Uhluphe esilubonayo okwesibili ubudlelwano bebandla lezanu PF lebhilithane ikakhulu ibandla le-Conservative Party ekuyiyo eyapha umgabe umbuso ngo-1980 kukhanya ubudlelwano sobukhula osokwenza ukuthi sibuyele ukuba ngamalunga e-Commonwealth.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokhetho lwama-primaries kumabandla atshiyeneyo zombusazwe kulungiselelwa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kunye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington.
Umongameli Donald Trump usanda kwenza umhlangano ehoteleni yakhe e-Mar-a-Lago esisaziwa ngokuthi yi-Southern White House. Lo ubungumhlangano wesithathu phakathi kukaTrump lomkhokheli weJapan umnumzana Shinzo Abe asebevuselele ubudlelwano bamazwe la ngesikhathi belwisana lokulolongwa kwezikhali zenyuklia lilizwe leNorth Korea. Umhlangano lo bawenze ngesikhathi uTrump elungiselela ukwenza umhlangano oqakathekileyo lomnumzana King Jong-un welizwe leNorth Korea. uTrump unqome uAbe ngokusekela ukuthi alungiselele ukuhlangana loKing Jong-un esithi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane lomkhokheli weNorth Korea. UTrump uthe kumele uKing Jong-un alungise udaba lokuthunjwa kwezezinye izizalwane zeJapan. Ababili laba bavumelane ukuthi kumele ilizwe leNorth Korea lithathelwe zonke izikhali zenuclear, njalo sokumele liyekele ukulolonga ama-ballistic missiles lezinye izikhali ezilakho ukubulala abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Bathe ilizwe leNorth Korea lizaqhubekela phambili lifakelwe izijeziso zenoto nxa lilokhe lilolonga izikhali zenuclear. UTrump lo Abe baphinde bakhuluma ngokuthengiselana okungani kukhathaza elemelika elithi liyaqilebezelwa lilizwe leJapan yemithetho yokuthengiselana enceda eleJapan lamanye amazwe. UTrump uthe ilizwe lakhe laphuma kwisivumelwano se-Trans-Pacific Partnership ngenxa yemithetho engancedi lutho ilizwe leMelika. Ababili labo bakhulume njalo langezomvikela. UTrump utshele u-Abe ukuthi ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubekela phambili lisebenza leJapan ngezomvikela elwandle lwe-Indo-Pacific lezinye indawo.
Alolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uluhlu lokusebenza kwentatheli zindaba zikhululekile olo World Press Freedom Index luveza ukuba ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe esikhundleni ngolwezi nyakenye kulethe inguquko kwezokwethulwa kwembiko abantu bekhululekile elizweni. UGibson Bebe usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokho kubike ngabe inhlanganiso yentatheli zindaba ezingenamngcele e-Reporters Without Borders ethi iZimbabwe yayikusubanga esedlula ikhulu 128 isikhuphuke kancane yaya ku-126. Ugwalo lolo oluhlanganiswe izintatheli zindaba ezingenamngcele e-Reporters Without Borders luveze ukuthi ukungaphathwa kahle kwentatheli zindaba lokuzivimba ukuthola ulwazi lokubhala kuhle indaba zazo kuvame ukwenziwa ngababusa ngocuku. Ngaphansi kombuso kaMgabe, intatheli bezihlukunyezwa ngendlela ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukuboshwa, ukutshaya lokuvinjwa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile. Isiphicamfundo kwezokuchapha izindaba elokishini leNasty uNkosikazi Buhle Dube uthi loba nje ugwalo lwe-RSF luveze inguquko encane ukhuthaza ukuqiniswa kwemizamo kahulumende yokulandela imithetho njengokumumethwa yisisekelo sombuso.
Ukuthi iZimbabwe isikhwele lembijana sokuimprovile i-media freedom yankhona into enhle sibili, hayi lokhu kuyabongeka, kodwa akukatshintshi ngendlela eziningi cause lokhu esisale salombango omude wokuhamba. Okokuqala, we're still the same government, angithi. Lokhu ngabakhitha ama-policies abonana kudala, awe-Piper, IPA, in, a-restricted some certain freedoms. So abangakwenza so that they can maybe improve that is we're ama-policies lana abade under immediate so that we can have more press freedom.
Ekuzelela kulokhu ohlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Mduduzi Ncube uthi lokhu kuyinto enhle ikakhulu ilizwe zilikhangelane lokhetho.
I think Uti is a great opportunity for AMA journalists. Right now, we are slowly approaching AMA elections, so we need open views for Uti to be voted from informed decisions. Singati in Zimbabwe, there is few intimidation of AMA journalists.
Uqhubekele phambili ethi intatheli ezisebenzisa ubulembu be-internet ukuhambisa indaba osokusenza ukuthola ulwazi kube lula.
Sibusela kusuka umongameli uRobert Mugabe sesibone kule nguquko kupress eZimbabwe. Abantu sebenelisa kunjani uba le-freedom of speech kwama-journalist asabona ama-journalist njani ebotshwa sebekwanisa ukukhuluma ukucriticisa i-government ekusakathethe amnangapha. So mbona sekule freedom sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka sikhulume esikufunayo sibathuka nxa singayenzi kahle. Sikubona especially lapha ekusebenziseni i-social media. So ngesikhathi somgabo kule crackdown even kuma-social media. So ever since mnangapha engenile mbona kule nguquko eneni sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka.
Ugwalo lwe-RSS luphinde lwachasisa ukuthi loba nje sokusetshenziswa ubulembu be-internet ukuze intatheli zenze umsebenzi wazo zivika umthetho owehlukeneyo kuzikazi le-Afrika, ohulumende abaningi sebephuma namaqhinga okwenqabela ukusebenza lula kobulembu lobu uZulu engatholi lula ulwazi. ekula lamalungelo entatheli izindaba elemisa Zimbabwe lithi kusese lomsebenzi okhona ekuthuleni kwembiko ngoba uzathatha isikhathi ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF aguqule ukwenza kwakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthembise ukuthi ilizwe lizanikeza intatheli izindaba amalungelo azo okusebenza zikhululekile nokunikeza abantu amathuba okuthola imibono etshiyeneyo. Ngimele isitudio 7 seHarare, uGibson Bebe.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi ulethemba lokuba iqembu lakhe lizamisana leqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars kusasa. Loba nje kulabadlali abambalwa abangasoze badlale ngoba belimele. Intatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu leHighlanders labadlali abambalwa abalimeleyo ababalisa uTenda Ndlovu, Nigel Makumbe, uBen Munsaka, Ozia Sibande kanye noThabo Lunga. Kodwa umqeqeshi weqembu leli uMatinda Ndlovu uthi ukungabi khona kwalaba badlali kulakho ukupha ithuba abanye abadlali abangavamanga ukudlala.
As we witnessed uMbongeni engena ebuya edlala the way he displayed or the way he played yena ngokwakhe. We also have other youngsters within that probably, you know, would come into the team and do duty.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ekhona kusasa, iqembu leMutare City lizanqikelana leli FC Platinum enkundleni yeVengere. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela eleBulawayo Chiefs naseRufaro Stadium. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leli Harare City. Abafana beNicrude bazadibana nabeCape United naseAscott. Iqembu leChickenin lizemukela eleYarda ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leShapane Mine lizadlala leli ZPC Caribe ngaseMaclass. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamo lizadibana leleBulawayo City naseRuvaru. Kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leleChapungwe enkundleni yeKipo. Kusasa ngosuku lokugcina lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuzaqhutshwa umncintiswano wokugijima weCoca-Cola 4 Minute Mile, wona ozangenwa ngabadlali abangamashumi amabili. Lo mncintiswano uqhutshwa minyaka yonke njalo abadlali kuyabe kumele bebhode inkundla kane ngaphansi kwemizuzu emine. Wanqoba nyakenye nguTrust Chidomaya weqembu leZRP Fairbridge. Ekupheleni komncintiswano wokugijima uzaqhutshwa umncintiswano we-Ingwebu Zimbabwe National Tag of War Championships, lawo ozaqhutshelwa khona emagcekeni yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair kusasa ngomgqibelo wemini. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday, kuhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa loVusa Umuzi Ndlovu ocula lensingizi, kodwa namhlanje baxoxa ngomculo wakhe ehamba ngegama lokuthi Vusa Mkhaya.
Izwi lakhe ngeke ulikhohlwe kusukela kungoma eyakhathaza kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe uSugar Daddy. Uhlelo Woza, Woza Friday.
Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu.
Igama lami nginguVusa Umuzi Ndlovu enokuzalwa kodwa enomsebenzi nginguVusa Mkhaya. Mina ngazalelwa koBulawayo empilo esibhedlela. Ngakhulela koBulawayo, ngafunda koBulawayo. Ngumhlabeleli, ngaqala ukuhlabela leqembu lensingizi emnyama elaziwa ngengoma leyana ethi Sugar Daddy, khathesi sibizwa ngokuthi insingizi.
UVusa Mkhaya akalitshiyanga iqembu lakhe lensingizi, kodwa uthi ukhulisa igama lakhe.
Ngaphandle kokusebenza lensingizi, sikhona ezinye ingoma engizibhala nginguVusa Mkhaya. Lapha okule album khona engayenzayo ethi khona uManyanyatha, le ngoma ethi uManyanyatha. Ziningi nje ingoma engizibhalayo, ama-album asemathathu. Kodwa engani yiyo efike endlebeni zabantu kakhulu uManyanyatha.
Mina ngikhule emakhaya lena.
Uhlelo lwakho mlaleli othandekayo, sixoxa lo Mkhaya osekuqoda amazwe omhlaba athiyeneyo njalo usebenzile kwezomculo wathola lezicoco emazweni athize angaphetheka kolwandle.
Lesiqembu lensingizi sesike savakatshela amazwe achiyeneyo eChina, sike safika across Europe naseAfrika. Saba nenhlanhla saphiwa isicoco se-Radio France Music Award, njalo sike saba nenhlanhla enye enkulu kakhulu ukuthi khona i-album yethu Voices of Southern Africa yathengisa more than 250,000 units e-North America.
Kona-ke eZimbabwe kukhona yini akwenzayo umkhaya, njengoba-ke labalaleli bethanda ukwazi ukuthi bangazithola ngaphi le ngoma zakhe?
Mina njengoba usamkhaya kule festival esiyenza ekhaya, iproject ethi From Bulawayo to the World, lapho engisebenza khona nama-artist akobulawayo ahamba phandle kwelizwe besiya performa bephendu bekobulawayo. Unkwali ngisebenza laye kakhulu kuleyo project namanye ama-artists. Njalo i-music yami yatholakala ku-iTunes laku-Amazon namanye ama-online platforms. Ngingathaba kakhulu nxa lingangena lisearche Vusamkhaya and download it, lisisupport, ngoba singekele ukuzenzela akula muntu ozasenzela.
Bayakala mama himakaya ba kale impela izenda ziyagezana. Abahlabeleli bakithi ukuze bakhule bafuna usizo lwenu balaleli, besigwetshisela uvusa mkhaya kuhlelo Hoza Friday. Yekela sinyanyathe ngomanyanyatha impela viki enhle kini lonke. Ngu-Ezra Chiza Sibanda lo oflathelayo.
Bayakala mama imakaya wa kalela jina o pesi woshiwe siya kalizingane zitu sikalela jina o wa emachile wachiso ya nini na si woshiwe siya vuma Isizama impilo imisebenzi yethu siyacela somandla sitholele mayakala mama emakhaya ba kalela tinawo esiwushiwe siyakhalezindana lezi
manyanyatha esigqibela ke na uhlelo uEzra Chisa Sibanda. Kodwa singakethukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula usemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo. Abalandeli bebandla leZanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana, njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo besaba ukuchiselwa. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, asidibaneni njalo ngo 6:30 ekuseni ngesonto.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.